Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Now, the evidence that Israel is committing war crimes, crimes against humanity, is overwhelming. We've all seen the videos. We've all seen the footage. We've all heard the testimonies. Well, many of us have, certainly. And the fact we even have to have this discussion, many people feel, is essentially gaslighting. But we do have to have this discussion. There is, of course, the ongoing case brought by South Africa in the International Court of Justice alleging genocide, which the ICJ ruled there was a plausible case, and South Africa is now successful in terms of putting Israel on trial for genocide. That process takes years, but provisional orders have been issued, which Israel is clearly refusing not only to implement, but doing the exact opposite. But the legal case matters because it has implications, it has consequences. And with that in mind, there's a crucial letter which has now been signed by hundreds and hundreds of judges and lawyers, academics, retired senior judges, including four former Supreme Court justices, including, for example, the former President Lady Hale. Many people remember her from the Brexit saga and her brooch. I'm sure that's all come flooding back. With that in mind, I'm really delighted to be joined by the solicitor, Rajiv Bhatt. How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Hi. Can you just sum up what the letter is saying?
The focus of the letter is on the failure of the UK government to comply and meet its obligations under international humanitarian law when faced with the growing evidence of genocide. The obligations on the UK government under the Genocide Convention require it to ensure that it is not only not complicit in genocide elsewhere, but to prevent genocide. And that means, in practical terms, some very, very simple steps that the UK government is obliged to take. It's incumbent upon the UK government to take these steps according to our view. First, obviously, it has to take effective measures to ensure that there is a ceasefire, not just a temporary one, but a permanent ceasefire. Secondly, it has to ensure take whatever measures it can to ensure that there is access to the means of existence and medical assistance that the population in Gaza so urgently require. Thirdly, the UK government is obliged to impose sanctions on the officials of the Israeli government, including those at the highest levels, who have made statements indicating genocidal intent. Fourthly, the UK government is required to take steps to impose sanctions in the form of suspending the current weapon sales and armaments to Israel. That is an important part of the obligations on the UK. And finally, it has to ensure that the treaties underway, the arrangements concerning trade that are underway between the UK and Israel, are suspended and reviewed, again, to ensure that the UK government is not assisting, aiding, or abetting the genocide that is unfolding in Gaza before our eyes.
Some really crucial points there, because a lot of people would have presumed, because, you know, if for example, it's clear based on legal advice given to the government that international humanitarian law is being breached by Israel, then that means suspending arms sales and also intelligence, swapping intelligence. But what you're clear there is actually it goes a lot further because of the Genocide Convention.
And we have to remember, Owen, that when we talk about the UK government's obligations, we are talking about our own obligations. If, you know, all of us are at risk of being complicit with this atrocity that's unfolding if we don't call on the UK government to do what's required here.
I mean, just on that, on the 1948 Genocide Convention, and it lists five offences as well, including incitement. It's not just genocide, but incitement, public incitement to genocide, which, by the way, has been translated into Israeli law, still theoretically carries the death penalty in Israel, incidentally, but also complicity. I mean, is there the issue here that, because obviously there was an obligation on states as well to prevent genocide in other states, but also the that Britain is actually complicit. Britain is, the British government is itself passing a criminal threshold. Is that possible?
It's certainly, there is a very real risk here that if the UK government does not take steps to the kind of steps that our letter urges it to, that it makes itself complicit in the genocide and therefore susceptible to the sanctions that would otherwise be deserved by the Israeli government.
So, I mean, in terms of just in terms of how big a deal this is, how rare is it for a letter of this many lawyers, judges, all the rest of it, to be put together on something so grave? Because what we're talking about here, genocide, for a long time, look, for those of us who have opposed this horror from the beginning, you know, we were treated like fringe lunatics. But the point I would make is, what I've tried to say, particularly in the past few days, is there's been a shift against Israel, largely because some Westerners got killed, was that you only had to listen to Israeli officials and leaders from the beginning.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
So I'm just wondering about that in terms of actually there's not really been any excuse, because Israeli leaders and officials said overtly genocidal things from the start, and you just had to listen to them. So is there a sense amongst the legal community that this is actually just a real slam dunk case? Is that what is that how the breadth of people signing up to this? Because the government might just go, well, you're just a bunch of lefties like me.
I think the letter reflects the growing concern, both inside and outside the legal profession, at the evidence that is unfolding before our eyes. The deaths of the Western aid workers may have caught the headlines in the Western media in a way in which the deaths of the hundreds of other aid workers, health workers, and civilians in there, as we know, tens of thousands, haven't caught. But this letter is unique, unprecedented perhaps, in the way in which it has brought together figures from all across the legal profession, at all levels of the legal profession, to the highest levels. And I think that reflects the growing perception, the growing view, the growing anger, if I may say so, within our population at large.
On that, I'm just interested. Look, you know, Israeli impunity has been very strong for a very long time, and I do think you can see it being challenged in a way which is actually quite unprecedented. And South Africa's case itself shows the global South asserting itself and that impunity being challenged. And, you know, hypothetically, if we ended up one day, 10 years, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, whatever, with some sort of war crimes tribunal, do you think this could end up your letter being used as evidence of you would serve notice? You were told at the time by expert legal opinion what was happening and you chose to ignore it. Do you think it could have that kind of weight in future you know, kind of criminal investigations if they ever happened, for example.
It would certainly be a part of the serial ways in which the UK government has been put on notice. Let's just remember the provisional orders made by the International Court of Justice in January put the UK and all governments on notice of the plausible risk of genocide. The UN and its agencies have been talking about the imminent risk of famine, not natural famine, but a man-made famine caused by Israeli policies in Gaza. We have seen even the Security Council of the United Nations pass a resolution on this. And I think all of that reflects the growing ways in which the UK government and other governments are now on notice that they cannot afford to allow themselves to be seen to be complicit any longer.
Just finally then, what's your hope in terms of what this letter could end up achieving? How big, you know, it's a kind of, it lays down a marker, obviously, but is your hope that this will have an impact in, you know, the centres of power where they go, we've got loads of big lawyers here. This is actually more serious than we thought. We actually need to be very careful about what we do from here on in. Do you think it could have a material impact in that sense?
It should certainly serve to concentrate minds in Downing Street and elsewhere in the government. I would hope and expect that that will result in the kind of very simple but very profound actions that the letter urges on the government.
Well, it's a crucial letter, and I have to say again, you know, I say this a lot, but history can be a damning judge if we're going to go down the kind of legal kind of metaphors, I suppose. But it will record who stood up and said something and who remained silent. And what you and your colleagues have done is obviously use a platform in order to, using your legal knowledge, your legal expertise. So it's not just people like myself trying to offer as best I can a platform to experts like yourself, but often, you know, making a moral case and talk about the facts on the grounds and all the rest of it. But the point is, you've used your weight, your legal weight, in order to make a very strong legal argument, which is a matter of life and death on a mass scale. And history, I think, will record that letter as a very important moment in this horror. So it's
the least we could have done in the circumstances. So.
Well, it's an important step, and I really do think it adds to the body of overwhelming evidence. There was no excuse. You knew. You were told, not just once, not just twice, you were told over and over again, and you chose to ignore it, and therefore you need to be held accountable. And that's what this letter is so key in doing. So thank you so much. I will include the link to it in the description so people can have a look through it. It's a detailed 17-page document, I believe, and a very, very impressive and ever-growing array of people behind it. So do share this video, press like, subscribe, leave your comments. Love to hear your thoughts. But Raji, thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Owen.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.